This is an interview with Merle Alan Sanders at the Arizona Accordion Club, March the 15th, 2004. Merle, welcome back to Phoenix. It's a pleasure to have you here again. And I want to ask you, first of all, you play so many different types of music, such a diverse musician. Which type of music do you enjoy playing the most, and why?
When I'm playing for my own enjoyment at home, I play a lot of jazz standards and music from the Great American Songbook, because I really love that kind of music. I don't think you can go wrong with a song by Gershwin or Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, all those kinds of people.
I would agree. What do you enjoy the most about coming back to Arizona and visiting the Arizona Accordion Club?
The people, definitely. I love Almonte, and I've gotten to know you a little bit, and hope to get to know you better. And the people here are just really wonderful. I love the reception I get here, and I love playing music for the crowd.
Speaking of playing music for the crowd, if you could play one song the rest of your life, and only one song, what would it be?
No Fair. let's see, probably They Can't Take That Away From Me by George Gershwin.
Excellent choice. Tell us about performing with the Accordion Concerto No. 1 that you wrote for the Orchestra Seattle last year, just after you played down here in Phoenix.
That was a wonderful experience. It was intense. It took me almost 2 years to write the piece. The conductor commissioned me to do it. And I practiced hard, I thought hard, I wrote hard, and it was a wonderful experience. Like I say, the crowd response to it was just great. And I'm not a classically trained musician, and this is definitely not a classical concerto. It's in my style, and as I told the orchestra on the first rehearsal, it's not Mozart, it's Motown.
How many rehearsals before the performance?
We had about 4 rehearsals, and once I got comfortable with it, it was much better, but at first it felt like pulling a whale with a rowboat.
That's a good analogy. Tell the listeners, what's the most unusual place that you've ever performed?
The most unusual place? In the street in front of Safeco Field with the dancing clams.
All right, keep going. We got to hear more about this.
Well, there's a restaurant in Seattle, a very well-known restaurant. Ivor Haglund was the owner. He's long since passed away, but he was a music lover and had a great sense of humor, and he invented this concept of the dancing clams, and the clams dance around, and I provided the music at one of the Mariners' playoff games. It was great.
And you were playing By the Sea, By the Sea. Is
yeah.
that right?
Playing every baseball-related song I could think of.
All right, last question. Quickly, what I want you to do is answer this next question in 1- and 2-word responses, whatever comes to mind first, okay? What comes to your mind when I say the names of the following accordionists? Charles Mignante.
Didn't hear him, but played his music growing up. But you wanted a 1-word answer.
1 or 2-word answers.
Godfather.
Gallerini.
President.
Myron Florin.
Original inspiration.
Tommy Gamina.
First jazz accordionist that I heard.
Al Monte.
Like a father to me.
Joanne Castle.
An incredible honky-tonk piano player and a great accordionist.
Frank Morocco.
The best jazz player.
Art Van Damme.
The best jazz player before Frank Morocco.